You're listening to Utah Public Radio. I'm Shalane Smith Needham here with our film critic, Casey T. Allen. Thanks for being here, Casey.
Hello.
And this week, the big news in Hollywood is, of course, the announcement of the Oscar nominations for the 91st Annual Academy Awards. The first thing I want to talk about and get out of the way, every year there seems to be some kind of controversy. What is the hype this year?
There will be no host this year after Kevin Hart dropped out of hosting a couple months ago. This won't be the first time the Oscars have been without a host, so I'm hoping the ceremony as a whole will not suffer. I'm thinking it might be nice because the ceremony could run a lot faster or be much more succinct without a host. That's at least my hope, so only time will tell.
Well, let's talk about the obvious contenders first. Tell us which movies received the most nominations and what movies and performers were overlooked.
Most nominations is the film Roma from the Mexican film director Alfonso Cuarón. That has 10 nominations and is one of the very few non-English language films to be nominated for Best Picture. That's a very short list. And Roma is a very strong contender to win, which could be great Academy Awards history. A non-English language film has never won Best Picture.
And this is a Netflix film as well?
Yes, it started out on Netflix, which is very hard to ignore that it's becoming a very legitimate film studio.
What movies were overlooked and performers?
I was really surprised that First Man was not nominated for more than just a couple technical awards. That was easily in my top five best movies of 2018, and it has gotten very little recognition throughout all the different award ceremonies so far this year. So I was surprised for that. And if Beale Street Could Talk, it has a handful of nominations, but not Best Picture. And I feel like they have the maximum availability of 10 films to be nominated for Best Picture every year. Only 8 are nominated this year. So I was scratching my head after reading the list.
Well, let's jump in now and take a look at the four main categories: Best Picture, Director, Actor, Actress. I want to get your take on what you want to win and what you think will win.
First of all, speaking of history, this is quite a big year, having Black Panther nominated for Best Picture. No film based on a comic book or with largely superhero focused content has ever been nominated for Best Picture. So this is something a lot of viewers, I think, need to remember, that it's quite a feat that the Oscars are becoming gradually more inclusive.
Does it have a chance?
I don't think so, but it's nice that it got nominated. It's a lot more inclusive and helps highlight diversity in a really nice way.
Tell us what you want to win, what you think will win.
For Best Picture, I would love to see The Favorite win. That is also in my top five best movies of 2018. I think that's doubtful. I think it will honestly be Roma or Vice, about the life of Dick Cheney. It will be one of those two.
In the director category?
Director category, it will likely be Alfonso Cuarón, the director of Roma. He has won before for the film Gravity. Remember that movie with Sandra Bullock?
Yes.
And she's an astronaut. It would be nice, though, if Spike Lee were to win for the director of Black Klansman. He's been nominated a couple times before and has never won. It would be so great to see him win.
Okay, actor and actress.
Actor will likely be Christian Bale, who fully transformed as Dick Cheney, although it would be nice to see Viggo Mortensen win. This is his third nomination, and he has never won, as well as Willem Dafoe, nominated for At Eternity's Gate. This is his fourth nomination and has never won, so it would be nice to give them some recognition. Best actress has to go to Glenn Close, 100%. This is her seventh time being nominated, Shalane, and how many times has she won? Zero. So I would be shocked if she did not win. That's a controversy I'm on the edge of my seat to see. If she doesn't win, then I would love to see it go to Olivia Colman, who's in one of my favorite movies, The Favorite.
To wrap up, Oscar always treats us to a surprise or an upset. I want to get your prediction. What will the surprise be this year?
I'm a little bit nervous that it's going to be a disaster without a host. History has shown us that hostless Oscar ceremonies are not always successful, so this might be another reminder of that. Or they might come out with a surprise host that nobody knows about, and we won't know who they are until they walk out on stage.
Well, Casey, we'll have to wait and see what happens.
Yes, we will. And it will be on Sunday, February 24th on the ABC network. So that's when we'll see how everything goes down.
Okay, thank you, Casey, for being here.
My pleasure.
Come here this evening, and I know you have been searched, but what you don't realize is that in the back of the Morty's Falcon, I have a glass.